At the Movies this week, we'll discover a big surprise at a stranger's wedding. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Weddings are supposed to be a time for love and joy and celebration, for new beginnings. But in the twisting drama after the wedding, an unexpected wedding invitation digs up old memories and forces some difficult decisions for a guest from out of town. After the Wedding stars Michelle Williams as Isabel, a quiet, reserved woman who manages a struggling orphanage in India. When the orphanage receives an offer of a very generous donation, they're thrilled, until they're told that Isabel must travel to New York to meet with their benefactor in person. Reluctantly, she leaves the children behind, promising to return with a suitcase full of money. But then she meets Teresa, played by Julianne Moore, who delays their meeting and invites Isabel to her daughter's wedding, which puts Isabel in a completely unexpected position. After the wedding is loaded with twists and turns. What starts out as an unexpected but brief business trip for Isabel turns into an awkward wedding weekend. It seems quite clear from the beginning that something here isn't quite right, that Teresa isn't being completely forthcoming about her reasons for bringing Isabel to New York during such a busy time. Remade from Suzanne Beer's 2006 Oscar-nominated Danish film, the Hollywood version retains some of the European style. It isn't as bold and fast-paced as mainstream audiences might expect. It takes its time, serving up its revelations a little at a time. For that reason, it's slowly, quietly suspenseful, but it can also feel somewhat distant. But as long as you're prepared for the slower pace, the secrets and revelations and conflicts are more than enough to keep you engaged. But is it worth sending in your RSVP for this wedding celebration? It is. After a summer filled with superheroes and wild comedies, After the Wedding may be a bit of a shock to your system. But while it isn't as loud and direct as most recent releases, it's still a captivating drama. It gets a B. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Suzanne Beer's original film starred Mads Mikkelsen as a man traveling from an orphanage in India to a meeting in Copenhagen. For the remake, director Bart Freundlich moved the story from Copenhagen to New York City, and he switched the gender roles, casting Michelle Williams in Mikkelsen's original role. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including John Travolta as an overeager movie buff in The Fanatic, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.